Human Rights Commission co-chief executive Julia Fai-Portier is with us. Supermarkets are trialling facial recognition, they say, to keep their customers and staff safe. Well, there are some debates about how this might work for tangata whenua. Julia, thank you for joining us on the program once again. Tēnā koe tuahine.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
It's been a while since we've been speaking, and I guess you had a job, really, which muzzled you from public comment, but you're free to go again, are you?
I am freed. I'm at Te Kahui Tika Tangata, the Human Rights Commission, and part of the role of the Commission is to uphold advocates for human rights across Aotearoa, and obviously the foundation of that in New Zealand is Te Tiriti Te O Waitangi, He Whakapūtanga Te Mea. So that gives a lot more space, I suppose, to be talking.
Tēnā koe, has there been a co-chief executive structure at Human Rights Commission before?
No, this is the first. It's new. It's new for the commission. They've been working on it over a number of years. To get to a Te Tiriti structure and leadership model, which now, which has culminated in my role. So we have two roles. It's a tino rangatiratanga leader. That's the role that I'm appointed into, and the kāwanatanga leader, and that's Meg Durand, and us two together create a new shared leadership model. I've been in the mihi for less than 2 weeks now. Was appointed at the end of last year, but started officially at the end of January, straight into Waitangi. But it's a beautiful opportunity, and it's great to see the commission, previous commissioners and current commissioners have worked to reach this appointment and reach the structure to truly be a Te Tiriti centred and honouring organisation. And it's a work in progress. It's a real privilege to step into the role as the first one, and Meg and I will work well and confidently together to try and give life to this model and confidence within the organisation.
Tēnā koe, there's some heat on, though, with sort of co-governance roles here. Is that how you see this? And do you think that it has the political support needed to make sure that this arrangement succeeds?
Well, one of the things about the Te Kahui, about Human Rights Commission, is we're internationally assessed, we are independent. Yes, we receive funding, crown funding, but we're independent. Our commissioners are independent in terms of setting work program that aligns with legislation and our international obligations. So we assess internationally as the only national human rights institution recognised internationally in Aotearoa. We're really committed and clear that Te Tiriti is one of the founding rights and constitutional documents in Aotearoa, and is really the legitimate basis of our mahi and our organisation and our role, and we must hold firmly to that. So, aha kote, aha, we know what we must, what our mahi is, and so we're quite committed to that. And that doesn't really shift. The whole purpose of the independence of that is, regardless of who comes through, that we are able to exist and do the mahi that we are set up to do.
Tēnā koe, well, all the best with the mahi going forward, Julia. I was hoping to talk to you about the use of facial recognition in supermarkets. Does that concern you too?
Well, we really welcome the Privacy Commissioner's inquiry into it, and have submitted on that. It does raise some concerns for us, particularly the impact that all have on tangata whenua, on Māori. I mean, facial recognition technology, you know, there's a concern about who that will target and the disproportionate risk that increases discrimination, particularly against Māori. And Māori women is a concern for us. And in terms of accessing, if it's, you know, we're talking about foodstuffs, we're talking about kai, and it's a right to access food. So, and people don't have a choice in terms of the technology being used and being identified. So we do have concerns in how that information may be collected. People don't have a choice to do that if they want to access food, which is a human right, and going to these big supermarkets here, and some concerns about information sharing and the sovereignty of that information about where it goes, whether, for example, if it goes to police, and we know that there are concerns there in terms of how police engage with Māori as well, and just as always, our sovereignty, Māori data sovereignty, and to who accesses our information and how that is provided. It takes away a lot of choice and sovereignty in that. So we have a number of human rights concerns about how that's going to impact our people and also other ethnic minority communities. It is something that we've raised with the Privacy Commissioner, and we have valid human rights concerns there.
Well, obviously, if you're from a whānau, there's a big chance that your cousin, your sisters or brothers will look like you. And what if that happens and there's some confusion? How do we complain if there's a mistake and we've been barred from the local shops?
There is a significant concern that people will be wrongly identified. And as you said out, there's a lot of shared features. You know, sometimes I could be walking down the road and someone I've never met before, they will turn to me and they will call me by my dad's name because they look at my face and they say that they know, whānau, we know how to fuck up, we can see connections between us. So there is a valid concern there that people are going to be wrongly identified, wrongly accused, and the impact of that. What that has on people in whānau, we are concerned about that and what mechanisms will be in place to provide protections. I mean, ultimately, the use of facial recognition technology will likely increases the risk of discrimination, which already occurs. And so, we are concerned about that.
Obviously, people will think, well, hey, we wouldn't get fingerprinted every time we go in the shop. Do you think the supermarkets have jumped the gun here before we've worked through all the legal issues and the ethical issues associated with this practice?
I think we definitely think that there needs to be greater consideration and engagement with Tangata Whenua, what the potential impacts on Māori would be. And that doesn't appear to have occurred because these considerations haven't been taken into account. And then on balance as well, just, you know, the wider considerations to think, is this something that's really necessary? What harm is it addressing? And is it worth doing this? Is it worth the impact, the risk, the increased discrimination worth whatever harm it is that they are addressing, which would be, I would care, obviously they want to protect against shoplifting. I would look at that and go, well, you've got pretty high profits and growing profits over the years. Is this something that is really necessary and essential on balance? Is it worth the increase in discrimination, the targeting, the potential impact? Like, if it's increased risk to discriminating against Māori and other ethnic communities, then it's really implementing into policy and practice racist practice. And so there really needs to be some greater thinking about this, and if it is on balance something that they need to follow through with. But definitely engagement with Māori and tangata whenua doesn't appear to have taken place.
And finally, Julia, who is going to monitor the supermarket's use of material that features our people?
That is a very good question. I'm not too sure of who will monitor that. There are a lot of complaint mechanisms for people, but it should most certainly. I would check on that now, but I'm not sure who would be the monitor of that, and whether or not. I mean, there would be questions about whether that's sufficient or people know about that.